saw the hurricane heading our way late last week, we began reviewing all of our concept of operations, standard operating procedures, make sure everyone was well prepared, knew what they were supposed to do in the case of any emergency. And we used some old technology, too. We began printing out paper contact lists in case people lost access to their electronic contact lists. And then we just reached out to all the various parts of the department and let them know that we wanted to begin coordinating any responses to emergencies that developed as the storm hit.
How is your technology holding up? Or are you seeing any problems, especially as you head kind of further south of the D.C. area and then further north? Are you seeing any effect yet on your technology?
We're getting hourly reports. We're having all of our operating divisions report into our Computer Security Incident Response Center, which is in Atlanta, perfectly located for this storm. It's outside the damage area. And right now, all of the operating divisions are reporting everything is operational with no damage at this point.
And what do you do, for instance, data centers and things like that? You know, obviously, most agencies have multiple data centers. There's the data center consolidation initiative. But do you have plans in case if a data center, for instance, in the East Coast goes out, obviously the disaster recovery, the failover options?
I think it depends on the mission criticality of the application that's being hosted and the data center. With 200 data centers in HHS, there's quite a variance in the capabilities of those data centers. Some of them are particularly sensitive, and they're operating at Tier 3 or 4. The majority of them are Tier 1 or 2 data centers. And, to a great extent, the tiering is based upon the mission criticality of the application that's being hosted.
When it comes to COOP and things like that, do you guys test out your COOP processes a couple times a year? So if something like this, a hurricane happens, you know what to do, people know where to go and how to respond, at least from a technology perspective?
Well, being a federated agency, we have COOP sites and we have devolution sites. So we have some activities that devolve from the Washington area down to the Center for Disease Control or to our CSIRC in Atlanta. And we have a COOP site in central Maryland in case we need to move activities from Washington.
But for instance, from an exercise perspective, is this fairly typical? I mean, the hurricane is very similar to a snowstorm. If the D.C. area or some of the areas along the East Coast gets, 8 to 10 or 12 inches of snow, it seems very similar to that.
It is. And we do test out our operational plans in the event of an emergency. And since I've started there, we've actually had one significant storm hit, the derecho, which hit back in July. And we learned that some things didn't work quite well. One of our core data centers went down. And although it rolled over to be on battery and diesel, it didn't come back up immediately. And we lost email. Thankfully, that occurred during the middle of the night. And very few employees were aware that it happened.
So how have you guys fixed that? Because obviously this time you don't want to lose email, especially as the winds pick up and things change.
Right. And there are a bunch of months that have happened since July, and we have been hard at work working with our facilities folks to retest all of our backup systems. We have tested that data center under load, and it works just fine going over to backup now.
Sometimes it's one of those you need a storm, unfortunately, to realize that there are problems, because without that, you end up saying, okay, well, we think everything is working well, but then all of a sudden you get that bump, and then you have to change. Is there stuff that you guys do normally, outside of a hurricane or a snowstorm that says, okay, we test our backup systems, our COOP, our make sure that the network can handle the load of, say, today you get, half the agency logging in through your VPN or some way to secure login. How often do you test that?
It varies on what it is, but for instance, our data center for the Office of the Secretary gets tested monthly. We discovered with the July storm that we weren't testing it properly, though, and we've changed our testing protocols. So you're right. The storm gave us some insights into things that weren't being done quite right. They are now. So that data center gets tested monthly. Others that are more critical get tested even more frequently. And we also test devolution, which could stand some improvement as well.
Has there been anything from the Secretary or from your office specifically around technology and logging onto VPNs or getting into systems or for teleworkers even to say, hey, if you have a trouble or if you're experiencing an outage, or what kind of advice have you given or the agency has given their employees around telework and working from home?
Well, as we saw the storm approaching late last week, the Secretary sent out an email to all HHS employees encouraging them to do things like take their laptop home over the weekend so that they would have it available to do teleworking today. And over the weekend, we actually experienced a spike in calls to our call center, probably because people were preparing to VPN in and they needed to do password resets. They weren't regular teleworkers, and this was an opportunity for them to do something a little bit differently. So we brought extra folks in to handle the call center over the weekend.
Are you seeing a spike in your network traffic from people logging in from outside of the agency? And is it a significant spike right now? Is it a small spike, or do you get those reports maybe at the end of the day?
I haven't gotten any reports during the day today, so I don't know. I would be very surprised, just based on the calls that I've been a part of this morning, if remote access weren't dramatically up today, because there are so many employees who are taking advantage of the technology to stay connected to the network, even though they're working from home today.
And from your perspective of the connections and the VPN and getting through, I mean, is that all that gets tested as well to make sure it can handle the tunnel, if you will, is big enough?
It does. But, you know, as we move into an era of giving every employee a laptop and encouraging greater teleworking, we're continuing to stress test the system. We haven't run up against any problems that I'm aware of at this point, but we're always putting more people onto that network remotely, and that could result in problems, and we're watching that.
Going forward, you know, as the storm continues along into Tuesday and then the aftermath on Wednesday and Thursday, is there any concern that you've heard about from an HHS perspective of flooding or power outages? Did you guys, from an HHS standpoint at headquarters or some of your other offices, for instance, some of the NIH offices in Maryland or even in Bethesda, did you guys have power outages? And is that something that you guys are taking into account this time as well?
We are. And we have some minor flooding occurring down at the headquarters complex today. We have regular update calls throughout the day to figure out what's going on, our situational awareness, and how we're going to respond to it. I think that we're all expecting various power failures as a result of the storm. It's kind of inevitable given the size and power of the storm. So our hope is that all of our preparations and our testing will result in our data centers in particular staying up, allowing people to continue to be connected to those networks remotely.